The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. God is speaking to Israel in Hosea 4, and he said in verse 3, "Therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away, with the beast of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Calamities will get much worse if we don't change courses. Our land is mourning, and it will get much worse if we as a nation and as an individual don't repent and turn to God in obedience to His word and His law, because it's our lawless deeds, that is, ignoring God's word and God's law, that has gotten us into such mess that we're in." Verse 4, "Now let no man contend or reprove another, for your people are like those who contend with a priest." God says we're all guilty, and no one can rebuke another. How much is covered up today? I'm sure that we have all wondered, how much is covered up today from the head to the tail? But nothing is covered up or hidden from God. God sees, God knows everything that's going on. Verse 5, "Therefore you shall stumble in the day." Now he's speaking to the nation as a whole. "The prophet also shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother." Well, do we stumble today? Do things turn out right for our nation? Are we solving our problems, or are we creating more? Not difficult to answer that, is it? Well, God tells us our problems have and will continue to multiply because our sins are multiplying. Not only have we ignored the fifth commandment, but we have ignored all of the others, including the fourth one, the Sabbath. Verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." An end-time message, an end-time prophecy to Israel's descendants, which we are, the United States and the British people. Are we being blessed? I ask, are we being blessed? God says we are destroying ourselves for lack of knowledge, meaning the knowledge of God's word and His laws. He also said we have rejected that knowledge. God said because we have forgotten the law of God. Now we had to know His law to forget it and to reject it. We haven't, and we aren't today, teaching our kids to honor, respect, and live by the word of God, because we as parents haven't wanted to and don't want to live by God's word as well. We have kicked God out of our schools, out of our courthouses, out of our public places, and out of the home for that matter, and to a great degree even out of the churches. And we wonder why our kids go astray and why we have all the problems that we do. Going on here in verse 7, Hosea 4, "The more they increase, the more they sin against me. I will change their glory into shame." Population is exploding, so are sins. God says, "I will change their glory into shame," which could very well mean a power shift. Sounds up to date, doesn't it? We are seeing a power shift on the world scene. America is losing clout and power, especially economically. Jeremiah agrees with Hosea's assessment of our nation. Notice in Jeremiah 30, verses 14 and 15, "All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased." Did you notice what God said, my friend? He said, "All your lovers have forgotten you." Now, they haven't totally forgotten us yet, but it is coming to pass. We don't have the clout, we don't have the power, we don't have the prestige that we once had. When we sneeze, you know, the world doesn't catch a cold as they used to, because we don't have the power. We're losing our economic power, we're losing our manufacturing power, which is being shipped overseas. And when we lose all of our power, when it comes to the point that we have nothing that our lovers want, then they are going to forsake us. When we're down and out, they will not help us. You can take that to the bank, my friends. Going on here in verse 15, "Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities." Yes, God says our problems have come upon us and will continue to come upon us and get worse because of the multitude of our iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. God said sin is a transgression of the law. And I've been talking about how we are breaking God's law, and that includes the fifth one. God is going to correct our nation for our many sins, and one of them is the neglect of proper child rearing and dishonoring our parents, and lack of respect and honor to the elderly and others that deserve it. Do your kids honor you? Have you taught them to honor God? The Bible says honor to whom honor is due. God also said honor the hoary or the gray head, the elderly. Honor and respect has to be taught if we expect to receive it. So just maybe we should realize God knows what he is talking about in his word, his instruction book of how to live your life and how to rear and teach your kids and to have a happy family. The choice is yours. God says choose which way you will go. I hope you will choose the right path, that is obedience to God's commandments. If you do, you will have a good landing. Honor and respect from kids, from spouse, and from all others. That's a promise that God has made to those that obey him. Adults are only grown-up kids. God said, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. God said, teach your son and grandsons God's law, God's word. Generation after generation was to do that. Oh, how miserably we have failed in doing that. Now, if we had or would even now begin to do that is to teach our kids God's word and the importance of living by it, then your kids will honor and respect you and all humanity as well. It isn't too late to do that, my friends. You should open your Bible and study it. Learn what God has to say about how you should live and teach your kids. God's word is miles and miles ahead of all other books of how to live your life and how to teach and to rear your kids. We have gone through many scriptures in this series of programs on God's law and have spent a lot of time on the fifth one, on the fifth commandment, that is. And the fifth commandment lies a big responsibility on both parents and kids. And you would be wise to take it very seriously, as well as the other nine commandments. Obeying God is for our good. God said for us to obey him. And when God sends out his word, he doesn't send it out just to hear himself talk. He says it doesn't return to him void and empty. He said in many places to be careful to obey him. God is the parent of all people. He is our creator. It doesn't matter what the so-called educated evolutionists think, say, or write, because that doesn't change the truth. The truth is still truth, and the truth is that God and only God is the creator of all life, kind after kind, and the Bible is God's instruction book for man to read, learn, and live by. So we would have a long, happy, and prosperous life with obedient and respectful kids, happy marriages that would set the right example for kids to grow up and to follow. So if you want a better life, then begin to obey God and to teach your kids to, as God has commanded you to do. And that does mean you. Yes, God didn't leave anyone out. He meant for the entire family of the nation of Israel, to do that. Each individual to teach their kids and their grandkids. Notice in Deuteronomy 4, beginning in verse 9, only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren. That is a commission and a command that God gave to our forefathers, and that should have been passed right on down to our day, and we should have been doing that. So should they. They failed, and so have their descendants failed. And you need to think about that, my friends. You need to think about why your kids don't honor and respect you, and why kids get into so much trouble today. God going on here, he says in verse 10, especially concerning the day that you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, says, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. Yes, that was the day that they stood before God and heard him, giving the Ten Commandments to them. And the Ten Commandments has many offshoots that are expressed in the statutes and judgments that you should study and that you should live by. Verse 10 is speaking of the time when God spoke His law, the Ten Commandments, to Israel. And God said, teach them to your kids, generation after generation. God will hold you and our nation responsible for not doing that and for not living by those laws yourself. We are paying a very high price for shirking our God-given commandment and responsibility. We should look at the state of our family and our nation, and we should change our ways. My friends, maybe you would want to ponder that. Maybe you would want to think about that. Look at the state of your family. Is your family the way it ought to be? Do you think our nation is the way that it ought to be? Do we have peace and joy and health and happiness and contentment and prosperity the way that we should? That isn't too hard to figure out, is it? There is cause and effect, and we need to think about some of these things, and we need to change our ways. We need to get back to obeying God and His law. We need to open our Bible and look into it and see what God has to say that has caused our problems, and to see what God has to say as to how to come out of our problems, how to be delivered from our problems. Now, we aren't going to change as a whole. God says we will wind up in captivity before we as a nation will repent and turn to Him. So we aren't going to change as a whole until we are forced to. But what misery and what suffering it's going to take before that time to bring us to subjection to our God. Yes, what misery it's going to take. What misery and what suffering we're going to have to go through before we will turn to our God. But you as an individual can save yourself and perhaps your family a lot of suffering if you will begin changing your ways by learning and living by God's instruction book, the Holy Bible. And part of living by God's Word would include the fifth commandment of honoring your parents and teaching your kids to as well, by striving to live by every word of God. And as I said, God gave you a choice. He gave you a mind so that you can make your own decisions. And you can choose to begin to honor and respect and obey God, and it will go well with you and your family if you will. And that's the path that you need to take. You know, God says broad is a path that leads to destruction, but He says narrow is a path that leads to life, and He says there are few that find it, meaning that you have to look, you have to search for that way that leads to life. And if you aren't searching for it, my friends, you aren't going to find it. And even if you are searching for it, it isn't easy to find, but you will find it. We have a couple of articles that will help you understand how to get in tune with God's Word, and they are free, like all of our booklets and articles. And all you have to do to receive those articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, 573-238-3675, and request your articles, The Narrow Way and Why Does Mankind Suffer? Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can log on to our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org to order online. And you may also download and listen to The Way It Ought to Be programs on our website. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to The Way It Ought to Be program on this station and on several others in your areas. Have a good day, my friends, and may God open your heart, your mind, to understand His Word and His way of life.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and The Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.